Hey everybody, welcome to Orphan Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 506, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 10, Ocean Alert.
It aired April 10th, 2004, written by John Telligan, directed by Paul Grinda. John Telligan has done an episode this season. He did Game On, which I will remind you is our lowest ranked episode.
It sucked wind, I think.
I do think it huffed a butt or two. So going into this, I'm not stoked. I don't want to read the thing, but it does say guest star Chantel Geike. I don't actually know how to pronounce that name. Chantel Geike, I'm going to assume for now, as Nikki Valentine.
Ooh.
Her name is not – it's clickable, but it doesn't take you to a Wikipedia article. It takes you straight to her IMDb. It is hyperlinked to her IMDb, which I am clicking on now. And she is an actress known for her one episode of Power Rangers Dino Thunder and Like an Angel in 1999. And that looks like it's everything. Let me see. Actress, two. Two credits.
Wow. That is... What a get.
Why?
A breakout star of this episode we're gonna see.
Why then, Josh, did they make a special note of her being guest starring in this episode if she's only been in this episode and one thing 5 years earlier?
Well, Jake, this is a side effect of me not giving them $2.75
You're right.
Last month.
No quality control. Oh, I also saw that yesterday, by the way. So
did
it's
you?
I think it's just a thing they put at the top of Wikipedia now, and just it kind of depends on where you're located, whether or not they turn it on or not. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Dino Thunder is a fun time.
It is fun.
It's fun. Sometimes the episode, like, and honestly, I'm actually kind of glad that some episodes are bad, because it's really tricky just to talk about a whole bunch of good ones, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice that some are bad. I would love to see one where every episode is just good the whole time. That would be pretty cool. But then our episodes would be like 12 minutes long, so, which might be nice in its own way.
Do you think that, but even in the good episodes, we can find...
Yeah,
the stuff to make fun of, especially in Power Rangers. It's not too hard.
No, Power Rangers can only get so good before they do have to do something Power Rangers and kind of dumb. So that's always nice. Anyway, we are going to go watch Ocean Alert right now. Josh, I need you to call me back. I'm about to go live with my podcast.
Okay.
Dino Thunder power up. And we're back, and we just watched Ocean Alert. There's an ocean there. Watch out.
There is. This was not what I was expecting from Ocean Alert. I was expecting some kind of, like, aqua
weather.
Base.
Yeah.
Or, like, Weather Institute.
I also, featured guest star, whose name I've already forgotten.
Nikki Valentine is the character.
Nikki Valentina. Chantel Geike. Who again has two credits to her name, and she quit acting after Power Rangers Dino Thunder, it seems like.
Well, you said her other credit was from 1999, so it took her 5 years to get another role, and it was this one.
And it was this, and she's like, you know what? I don't think I do acting. I don't think that's my thing anymore. I'm going to go away from it, which is why you cannot find her on IMDb.
What a departure from... her real life, this character,
right?
Nikki Valentina is.
Right, exactly.
Untapped potential, I think.
I think so. So here's the thing about her character is I think for a minute they didn't know what they wanted me to think her job was.
Yeah, her job. I know exactly what they wanted you to think.
Right. But I didn't. We'll get there. We're skipping too far ahead. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there and you can listen to old episodes of the show from there. The website. heyjakeandjosh.com. Up through Lightspeed. There's also an archive feed that you can find on our Twitter. You got to take the S out of the HTTPS, though, because that sabotaged itself and will not let you listen to them. But you can plug that into a podcatcher. And it's the first 10 seasons. It's everything up through Wild Force. You can go listen to. There's also some classic feeds updated up through Terp. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. I forgot what Gmail was for a second. That's at Google's mail.
AOL.com.
On AmericaOnline.com. we're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on Apple Dumpling Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Stitcher and Podbay and Podbay B and Pod Alert. Watch out. Here it comes. A podcast.
Look out. It's rabbits. It's gotcha.
Oh, dang it. You weren't quick enough. What if it was a game, right? Like it was like you had to do like a mini game, like Blaster Ball or Tetris or something. And if you didn't do good, it gave you a podcast it knew you wouldn't like. And you couldn't listen to a podcast until you listened to that episode. You had to like go through that.
What's the benefit? What's the hook? What's making me come here instead of just downloading it on iTunes?
The thrill of the chance, Josh.
I don't want to have to listen to an episode of Tannis before I can listen to a good podcast.
Well, Josh, you did do that already, so...
I listen to a lot. I listen to 3.5 seasons of Tannis. That's an idiot. Because I thought maybe it'll get good, and it just doesn't.
No, the trajectory on that... We've talked about it at length. The trajectory on that is... Piss poor.
It's a straight line.
Yeah, it's woo, right down in the molten core of the earth. You can leave us a rating review on any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. I think this is going to air in the new year. I think.
It's
because
what the
Christmas is next
17th?
Week. 17th. Yeah.
But yeah, Christmas is in a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
And I haven't even mailed my package to my family back home yet. I'm not going to get anything for you guys this year because the only idea I had was sold out by the time I got to it.
That's fair.
And I'm just so done with everything that I had no other ideas. So
I have something for you that I found at a store. And I was like, let me see if this is cheaper on Amazon. I can just get Amazon to ship it right to you. So it will be there. Probably still after Christmas. I haven't sent it out yet, but it'll be there after Christmas, but closer to after Christmas than it would be otherwise. And it was $9 more expensive on Amazon than it was in a store, and that was bewildering to me. So I was like, all right, it's going to get there for your birthday, I guess.
All right.
I had a whole big plan. I was going to do this thing. I was going to make something. I have sketches. Like, I have, like, a whole thing. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this for you and Shannon and Alan, and it is incredibly hard to get your hands on the major component of the thing I need. So it's going to be a next Christmas thing. So I have a whole year to figure it out. But also, apparently Christmas is next year. So we didn't have any episodes go up that week because it's Christmas week.
Christmas is next week, not next year. I mean, there is a Christmas next year.
I hope so.
But this one is, I don't think it's canceled. I think Christmas is still on.
We're still doing it. Okay. Look, y'all, we've had a whole... You've all had the same 2020 we've had. So, yeah, Christmas is next week, and oops, all berries. Here it is. So, yeah. I don't know why we started here. Is Patreon? Is that how we got here? Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. I don't know, man. I kind of fell apart thinking about linear time. How it freaks me out these days. I know it's Thursday because we were recording. And that's one of, like, the hallmarks of how I know what day it is whether or not we record in the morning.
Because you said this would go up in the new year. And then I said Christmas is next week.
Anyway, Happy New Year. If it is the first one, which I highly doubt. Because, again, who knows how linear time even works these days. Josh, this is a Friday episode.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's an email, but I would just like to jump into this wildly horny episode. Power Rangers Dino Thunder.
Yeah, this one is just like gratuitous.
It's a little much. We start off at cyberspace, and Ethan's talking about how your brain is a computer, and you can download your brain signals into binary and put it in a computer. And then Trent's like, "Yeah," and then your eyeballs will be cameras, and everyone's like, "We accept this."
What is Kira looking at? Did you notice her here?
I know she's here. I could not tell you, gun to my head, what she was looking at.
Because the three Rangers are, like, at the bar, and Trent is behind it, presumably working.
Yeah.
And Connor is looking at Ethan like he has four heads and is talking about nerd crap that he doesn't want to listen to.
Yeah.
But Kira is, like, leaned up against the bar with her head, like, resting on her hand. And I think she's supposed to be wistfully staring at Trent, maybe. But when the camera cuts, the eye line doesn't really line up for me. So I think she just checked out.
Maybe she's just having a long day and is like, I'm going to take this time while Ethan's talking about how his brain can be a computer, and I'm just going to step away from my brain activity right now.
Yeah, and then Trent is like, that means your eyes can be video cameras in the future, right? And Ethan's like, heck yeah, man.
Yeah, and then Connor says something that dates it incredibly well to 2004. He's like, I bet that won't be on basic cable. I was like, oh, no one has that anymore. We don't do that around these parts, Connor. So then we cut over to Cassidy, who's like, we need a big story. And Devin's like, I got it. Also, Devin is wearing like a jean jacket and Cassidy looks like Baby Spice.
Yeah, just almost exactly. Yep.
Yeah. And by a jean jacket, I mean like a cutoff denim vest. I think it is a good look for him. He turns his computer around. He's like, how about this story? And she's like, a woman in Iowa has a 250-pound pumpkin. He's like, it's fresh and it's big, so it's perfect, right? And she's like, no. I do want to know if she would have said yes, if what happens next didn't happen and they needed a story and they had to go with Big Pumpkin in Iowa. How do you cover that from California? Do you just say, hey, there's a Big Pumpkin? Okay, yeah, you got to fly out there. Will the school cover that, do you think?
Is there a reporter?
Flight budget? Probably not.
She's freelancing. She's getting into the blogosphere in 2004.
Yeah, right. She should get going now and get in while the getting's good. 2004. So then a babe comes in and everyone's like, it's Nikki Valentina from the show Ocean Alert. And I, for like, pause real quick. I know what Ocean Alert is now.
Yeah, I did not at the time. But she's also the biggest TV star in the world, I think they said.
But I thought, and maybe it's just me, and maybe you didn't get this at all, and maybe my brain was like, I'm just going to fill in some blanks by myself, and we'll see what happens. I thought that Ocean Alert was like a Steve Irwin show. I thought that's what it was going to be.
So you thought she was going to be like an outdoorsy type?
I thought it was going to be like a I go to different places and I look at ocean stuff there. And that's huge right now on TV. But no, it's like Baywatch.
Yeah, it's just Baywatch.
It's just
which
Baywatch.
Makes a lot of sense considering how just incredibly horny the episode is.
Yeah, she is a bit. And I will say this about old Chantel Geike is that, yeah, she is Stone Cold Fox. So like I get it. Every single person in the building who stops and stares at her. Some guy pulls his sunglasses down like, oh, yeah.
This girl's drinking a shake and her straw's like, she has like three straws, I think, in her milkshake. And they almost all go up her nose.
Yeah, and she's like, whoa. Like Cassie's like, oh, my God, it's Nikki Valentina. Ethan and Connor and Trent are both like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Kira does not care. She is not Kira's type at all, it seems like, and I kind of love that. Because there's a phrase that our friend Tony told me one time, and that is that sometimes people are going to think you're an asshole, and there's nothing you can do about that. And the other version of that I've heard more recently is, you can be the juiciest peach in the world, but some motherfuckers just don't like peaches. And this is one of those situations where, yes, Nikki Valentina is a certified babe. And Kira's like, not for me.
She is a certified juicy peach.
She is a juicy peach. And Kira's like, I am not a peach fan. I'm more into oranges, actually. Even Haley, though, is, like, smitten by her. Also, while we're doing all these, like, oh, yeah, shots, there's also some, like, glossy, like, model shots where she'll, like, turn around into a camera flash.
Her framing for the time that – until she leaves, I think, the cyberspace is, like, a little fuzzy. It's, like, a little Mandy
Rose.
It's
like – yeah. It's like Vaseline on the edges, yeah.
Because we're going to have a conversation between her and Haley about how she wants a specific shake, a wheat germ shake or something.
I think it was wheatgrass or wheat germ or something. Yeah.
And Haley's like, oh, I only have stuff with flavor here. So do you want a banana smoothie? And Nikki says, like, no, I didn't ask for that. But there's like a whole back and forth. It's a whole like retail thing.
I was getting some flashbacks for sure.
But they're so tight on Nikki's face.
She is also like,
it's like crown to chin. It's just like, yeah, right in there.
She's in a bright red dress.
Yeah, and Haley's a little looser. Like, it's a little more of like a bust shot on Haley, but it is so tight on Nikki. Yeah,
it is pretty wild. There's also like, I don't know. It's not like her makeup is done a way you would not expect for a huge star, but like her lips, you can see the camera reflected in, like, basically. And like it is just, it's, they're trying to be like, this is the most biggest get we've ever had on this. Like, you would expect that this is like, here she is. What's it, yeah, 2004? So like, who's hot then? Like Angelina Jolie, like, we got her to be on Power Rangers. I'm trying, yeah, to think of the actress who played Dr. Christmas Jones, and I cannot remember her name to save my life. Denise Richards.
Melissa Joan Hart.
No, she was busy finishing
her podcast.
She had not started her podcast yet. When did Sabrina end? That was 2003, I think.
Mm-hmm. She's in between projects.
She's a free agent right now. They could have got her.
Nikki shows up at Cyberspace, it's like a shot from inside the bar, like out the door, and it starts at her feet and like pans up. Like it is a big reveal, and it's just like, it's this girl from that movie in 1999.
And it's just like it's a short film too, so nobody actually saw it. it's like the whole reveal shot, and it's like, here's just a pretty woman. And I was like, we've had pretty people on this show before. So, like, I would not even say she is the prettiest person we've had on this show before. So, like, I get what they're going for. But it's very weird. Yeah, she comes and she's like, I want a wheatgrass shake. And Haley's like, we're all out of wheatgrass, actually. Can I offer you something else? Like a banana smoothie. And she's like, I don't want a smoothie. I want a wheatgrass shake. And she's like, well, I can't give you that, because we do not have any wheatgrass. She's like, fine, I'll give you $100 for the wheatgrass shake. And Haley's like, I would love to take that preposterous offer, but there isn't any wheatgrass the premises.
Haley says, I cannot sell you something we do not have. This is a real thing that happens.
This happens, I would say, bare minimum weekly when I was in.
There was a Black Friday when we worked at Walmart in New Hampshire.
Back in the long, long ago.
Yeah, where this woman wanted a laptop computer, and poor Kim, our assistant manager, had to come out and deal with her because they were gone. We did not have any more left in the building. They were all gone, physically did not occupy the space.
There was none there. The closest there could have been one is a 45-minute drive in any given direction.
And this grown, middle-aged woman sat on the floor and said, I am not leaving until I get my computer. And Kim said, we do not have any. And I think she left her there. I don't remember how the story ends, but
I would not be surprised. She's like, all right, have fun sitting there.
These are real people.
These are people who live in the world, right? And like, they vote. These people vote. Like,
2016 makes a lot more sense
when you think about it, yeah.
If you've worked in retail,
yeah, it's wild. And I would say it happens I haven't worked in retail in going on 6 months, a glorious 6 months to be sure. I wish it was in a different year that I didn't have to work in retail. But it's like weekly almost, where someone's like, do you have this? And you're like, no. And they're like, is there any in the back? And you're like, no, because there aren't any in the store. And they're like, well, where are they then? And you're like, I don't know. Well, the website says, like, well, the website is constantly wrong.
It's never right.
Any website, it's at best, it's like 24 to 48 hours out of date.
Here's what I think happens. Because you can check specific store in stocks online, and they are like 90% of the time inaccurate. But what I think actually happens is people check online and it says in stock, and they think when they're just on Walmart.com
that every Walmart's going to have it.
That it means their Walmart specifically, but it doesn't. In stock means it's in stock online.
You can buy it right then. Skip a whole lot of problems for yourself.
Call your store.
At Target, what I would do when people do this, I'd be like, I can check another store in the area. And they'd be like, yeah, do that. And I would. And no matter what it said, sometimes I'd be like, sorry, we're sold out in the whole city, it looks like.
I did that all the time.
Bummer. Anyway, good luck. And then you leave. Also, during Black Friday, here's a pro tip. If you do work retail and you got to do another Black Friday soon, just send them to wherever you are. If you're in, unless you're in one of these two places, in which case send them to the other place, either send them to Lawn and Garden. Just tell them whatever they want is down in Lawn and Garden this year, or over to Infants, whichever one's farther away from where you are.
They're not going to make it back to you, so you'll be fine.
That got me through, I would say, 8 solid hours of a Black Friday once, is telling people where the things were. I had no idea. I didn't know we were even selling these things. And I was like, yeah, it's down in Lawn and Garden. You should go check over there if they're still there. And then they would do that and never darken my door again. Anyway, Nikki's mean, and she's like, fine, I'm leaving. This place sucks anyway. And it's like, yeah, it's for kids. Like, this is a place for kids to hang out after school.
Why did you come here? I'm very confused because Nikki is the most famous television star in the entire world.
Uh-huh.
From the show Ocean Alert. Does Ocean Alert, is it here on like a special filming location, or does it always film here?
I don't think it always films here. That would be wild if they were like, no matter how famous you are, if you go to the same place every day, people are going to get used to you, right? So I think this is like, we're filming in Reefside today, which is weird because... doesn't she guard one specific ocean? And wouldn't it make more financial sense to only film at one place and not travel around?
When you guard an oceans are very big, so you there's can guard the same ocean from multiple different beaches.
She got an alert. She's like, someone's drowning up in California in Reefside. And she's like, I gotta go now. And she has to get there in time. That also seems weird. So she leaves. Cassidy stops her at the door and she's like, hi, I'm going to be a big star too, except I'm not going to be doing what you do. I'm going to be a big news anchor. Oh, maybe we can work together on Ocean Alert. And in my head, I'm still like, maybe Ocean Alert is like a Steve Irwin show.
Because otherwise that doesn't make sense. If you're like, yeah, I'm not going to be an actor, but maybe we can work together on an acting show.
Yeah, like that. I don't get it at all. But then she's like, Nikki Valentina some credit. There are moments where she does give good advice or has good points about fame and stardom and whatnot, and then they do their best to be like, just kidding, she's a bitch. But in this moment she's like, hey, get a new dream, because that one that you're thinking about is already what I do and I'm not gonna share. And I think the kernel of that is like, don't try to be somebody else, try to be the first you. Don't try to be the next someone, try to be the first you. Like, I think that's really good. Then she's like, anyway, get out of my way, kid.
Which is what Cassidy said she wanted to do. She's like, hey, I'm going to be super famous too. Not like you are.
But different. But then maybe we can work together. And she's like, don't. Shut your mouth, Cassidy.
A nice touch is, as Nikki is leaving, one of her people hands Cassidy an autographed photo on the way out the door.
Yeah. Because like, when they open the doors, like, three people come in first to like open the doors for her. Also, she's leaving and... everyone is still staring at her except Kira, who's like, eh. You know, she's not into peaches, I guess. Then Trent's like, hey, I just got off. Do you want to go now? And they're like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, he has some sketches for my album cover, and we're going to go look at them. And then his beeper goes off because it's 2004. He has a beeper. And they're like, oh, well, sorry, my dad beeped me and said that I can't, and I have to do stuff.
Okay, put a pin in this, because this will be fun to talk about when we get back to Trent.
Yep, okay. Then we cut to Tommy's lab, where he is watching his many, many, many TVs, and he says, according to my calculations...
I'm glad you heard that, too.
Okay, yep. He's like, the egg should be hatching any moment now. Just gotta find where you are. And I could have sworn you had a whole system set up to track the eggs you lost, but that's fine.
Like, last time you were like, oh, Elsa has it in the woods. Let me get my stunt double to drive the Jeep there.
Yeah, let me go do that. This time he's like, it could be anywhere. Just gotta wait for you to hatch, I guess. And then once there's a big dino somewhere, we'll know where the big dino is. So we cut to Mezogog's lair. He comes in. He's like, Zeltrax, give me a report. And Zeltrak's like, we may have poison shark. And Elsa's like, we threw in car parts too for funsies. And Mezogog's like, that sounds like it sucks. Why would you make that?
They actually say the monster's name this time.
Yeah, and I forgot it. I called him Shark Hoppus for the rest of the episode.
It's Megalotor.
Megalotor.
Like a megalodon, like the big shark.
But a motor.
And motor, I believe. And also, they specifically name the flower they use this time.
Some sort of orchid. I don't remember exactly what they said, but it's very poisonous. And so they're like,
whatever one gives you bad acne.
Yeah. It looks like it. We'll talk about that when we get there, too. He says, like, that sounds like it sucks. And Zeltrak's like, trust me, it's cool. And he opens it up, and then Sharkoppus pops out, and he's like, here he is. And he's like, ah, here I am. Maybe it's Shark Andretti. Maybe I should call him Shark Andretti, because he's part car. I'm going to change my name for him now. He's Shark Andretti now. Okay. So he's like, yeah, that's cool that there's a shark, but we need better, like, raw material to work with.
Mezogog walks up to him and just
say it. Say his name.
To Megalotor.
No, his real name.
To
not his government name, his real
to Mari Shark Andretti.
Shark Andretti, Josh.
Shark Andretti, and he says, you suck and I hate your guts.
Right to the point. You gotta appreciate that about me. He's a straight shooter, that Mezogog.
He's like, this is the lamest thing you guys have ever made. We need better parts to make monsters out of.
The raw material we're working with is Dookie from a trash can, and look at him. Here he is. We need
and
good
his
stuff.
His mouth is like a car grill.
Yeah.
I think
he looks pretty cool.
I want to look up a picture of him.
There's also a thing that Tommy says later that we'll talk about when we get there, but I don't exactly know what he's referring to, and I wonder if there's a specific thing. So anyway, he's like, you know what we need? We need to kidnap an actress, I guess. And then they get a shot of from somewhere, from one of their Invisid drones, of Nikki pulling someone out of the ocean. So, I think this is just a show where she's like a freelance lifeguard or something, right?
It's just so weird. It's like, because it's not...
We don't know it's a television show yet.
Yeah, she will say, like, I hate people talking to me. I don't like that. But she never says, like, I hate being in this town. I want to leave.
Yeah.
So it's never framed, like, that she is new here or, like, she's only here on a set or something.
It extremely feels like that they're like, we're just filming in Reefside today because of we got bored of all the other ocean we had. But like it never do they mention the actual filming of the show and for a show like Power Rangers, which has made its bones on filming the cheapest it possibly could for its whole entire lifespan, you'd think they would at least know a little bit more about that, right?
Yeah.
So we get this shot of Nikki pulling a guy out of the ocean, and it's like she's a hero, it looks like. And then we go into the shot, and a guy turns around, and he's in a wig and her outfit, pulls the wig off for the reveal because he's a stunt double. And I don't know if this is just, like, a goof on its own, because it's, like, a pretty solid, like, bait and switch, right?
Yeah.
Or if this is, like, specifically a reference to the 1999 or 2001 movie, Tomb Raider, the Lara Croft movie. Where Angelina Jolie's stunt double was a man because they couldn't, quote, find anyone that could do the stunts. No women that could do the stunts good enough. And I'm like, that means you're not looking.
You didn't look.
You didn't look.
it's really funny because he stands up. And I can't tell if he's got, like, little boobies in there.
He does. He has some falsies in there, yeah.
But when he stands up, he hits this pose. It's like, I'm a pretty lady.
It definitely right. reads two ways.
He's into it.
Yeah, no, and I love that. It reads like either he's like he's trying to make us the people watching the TV show laugh, or he's trying to make the rest of the crew laugh. Like, haha, right, guys? I'm her stunt double.
She hockey checks him out of the way.
She's like, get out of your stunt double,
and he's like, you beach.
And then she's like, I'm gonna go to my trailer or whatever. And she walks by the egg that Tommy was looking for. And then Krusty's attack the city at the same time Shark Andretti attacks her, I think, is what Tommy says. Because he's like, we need to split up, gang. You go to the city. Because at some point, Zeltrax is like, what if while we're trying to steal her, the Rangers interfere? And Mezzo's like, that's why we have Krusty's. Just send them somewhere. And so they do that. So they split up. This is a thing that, and I'm not going to blame it on Ethan. I'm going to blame it on John Telligan, a guy who I think should not write Power Rangers anymore. Because the Rangers show up and they're downtown and there's a bunch of Krusty's running around. Ethan's like, whoa, it's like a low budget movie. And Kira's like, yeah, but in real life. And I'm like, why this line? Like, because she's filming a TV show? Like, was that what we're doing? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
And then Ethan's like, oh, yeah, I guess I have to Power Range them now.
Yes. Also, like, I should do a Power Ranger, I guess. It's like, why do any of this?
I feel like they've done this before where they, like, point out how, like, there's a kayfabe that it's, like, real life in the show. And I don't think you need to ever be meta like that. I don't
know.
Unless your show is, like, based on that kind of stuff, but
I don't know. If they did it in Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, I'd be like, yeah, obviously. Like,
right.
This makes perfect sense. In Power Rangers, it's like, I expect you to keep up a little decorum, you know, like about your situation.
This fake show that they're filming looks like it has a higher budget than the actual show that you're on.
Yeah. So anyway, so then they start fighting. They do use their powers. The first time in like four episodes, they've used their powers. It's the same way as they always do, which I would like them to figure out one new creative way to use Kira's power that is not just like, there they all are, I'm gonna do a scream at them, then they fall down.
And they all fall down.
Because Ethan gets to do some cool stuff, like with his, like, you know, coming in and out and like hitting people and blocking. And then Connor does like a cool, like, I guess he runs backwards 25 feet.
It's really cool where he's like fighting one and then he just like whoop backwards and starts fighting like two more.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Kira waits until they're grouped up and screams at them.
And screams at them. And then like the camera goes into her mouth and that's the transition to the next scene.
I didn't expect to get today watching Power Rangers, but do I have to bleep that? I might have to bleep that just so no one Googles it. This is when I realized that Ocean Alert is Baywatch. Like, it took until now. She's like, Nikki's like...
Well, I got it when Mezogog was watching the stunt actor on the TV being a Baywatch lifeguard.
I think that's around when it... But when that happened, I was like, are they... Because it wasn't a stunt actor in the shot Mezogog
shot.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's like he was watching the TV show and we didn't know it yet.
Yeah, it's also set up in like that he is watching them and like he sees the stunt actor on the TV and he's like, that's who I need to get. But then like she hip checks him out of the way. So they're like going to take her instead, even though she doesn't really fit the mold that he's looking for.
Yeah, I mean, but it turns out that she does fit the mold that he is looking for, but like in a way that we aren't expecting, which I do kind of like that. But the way they set it up, I just was like, is she just someone who goes around saving people and her TV show is like, I'm going to go to a beach, see if anyone drowns. That's what I do today. Like, it's like a reality show, but it's not. So it took until now. Where I was like, oh, it's Baywatch. Okay, sure. Now I'm caught up. So she's like, I'm going to work on my tan because she gets offset or whatever. She sits down. It's also completely overcast. There's no sunlight here.
Yeah, she's laying on this like lawn chair. She's like, it's just me and my tan.
Like on like a patio somewhere. And then Shark Andretti.
She's like a rooftop.
Yeah, I think, yeah, she is, because Tommy gets thrown off of it in a minute.
Yeah, he's like five comes stories to, like, up.
Yeah, he shows up to, like, kidnap her, and she's like, I don't know you, or whatever. It's like, I like how nonplussed she is. Like, anyone trying to talk to me, I don't like, even if they are a big shark monster made out of car parts. And then Tommy shows up and kicks him, and is like, oh, I hate sharks. Is he referring to a specific shark that I can't remember, or just like he says, I hate shark monsters specifically?
The only one I can think of is that, like, I think he was like a hammerhead shark that could move really fast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember if Tommy fought him, though.
I don't know. I feel like that was in Tommy times, though.
Yeah. But I don't know if that was like a Tommy episode or if that was like a somebody else.
Maybe. I don't know.
Spotlight episode. I'm not sure. That's the only other shark monster I can. Shockmarster.
Hi, Shockmarster. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, we want to buy a used car from Shockmarster.
Going down to Shockmarster's used car and pizza emporium.
That's the only other one I can think of.
because I was like, this seems like they're referencing something specific. And I was like, I don't remember sharks, though.
But also, he just as plain ass Tommy Oliver says to her, like, I hate shark monsters.
And she's like, whatever, I don't like you either. And she walks away from him. And then the shark, we come back to the Rangers. They morph. They do some more fighting. They beat all the Krusties up. And then they go to the beach. We cut back. Shark Andretti is fighting Tommy and throws him off a roof, and he morphs midair so he doesn't land on his human legs and break his human bones. And they show up right as this is happening, and she's coming down the stairs. Nikki's coming out the stairs. And so Connor's like, hey, what's up? You ever want to have sex with a red Power Ranger?
Yeah, he walks up and he's like, hey, baby.
Baby. And then Ethan's like, unless you want a more gentle and caring Blue Ranger to have sex with right now, you are teenagers, I do want to point out. So legally cannot do that, even if she wanted to. She doesn't care that the Power Rangers are here at all. She's so over everything.
She must know that Tommy's the Black Power Ranger, right?
I think maybe no, because she doesn't care at all. She is so
that could be true.
Self-involved that she does not even notice that a monster is attacking her, really.
And she was off the roof by the time he got blown off of it and morphed. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe she thinks Tommy, whoever that guy on the roof was, is dead now. And
she's
thank,
like, well,
thank
I guess
goodness,
I can't go back there.
Thank God he won't try to talk to me again.
Yeah. He doesn't want an autograph or whatever. So while the Rangers are trying to hit on her, except for Kira, who obviously, again, just is not interested, I feel like you can see her roll her – you can, like, feel her roll her eyes inside of her helmet. So then Shark Andretti has a lipstick from Smash Brothers and shoots a laser at the Power Rangers. It only really hits the two boys, though, so keep that in mind. Kira's like, hey, can you put your boners away before we morph? Because we have to do stuff, and spandex is going to just show your whole boners if you don't deal with it earlier.
Check your hormones at the door was her exact words.
Actual dialogue. And now here's where we go to Trent, and I guess, like, Nikki Valentina left, and Shark Andretti also left. He went his separate ways, because...
Well, he takes her here, right?
Oh, is this where he gets her?
I think he blasts them and, like, grabs her, not in a full Nelson, but like a double underhook, like a tiger suplex grapple.
Can you imagine if he just tiger suplex? That'd be wild.
And teleports away with her.
Okay, I thought I didn't write that happened down, because I was like, oh no, I did. I just missed it. Okay. I was too busy thinking about how he has lipstick from Smash Brothers and that we're afraid of that, I guess. So we cut back to Trent, who shows up to his house, and his dad's like, you're late. And I was like, he came here right after being beeped. Like, how late can he be?
You beeped him, and you were just like, come home and do nothing.
Come home and don't hang out with your friends.
Come home just to be here, because I don't want you doing anything.
This is not a good father.
It's really crappy.
Yeah. And he's like, I forget what Trent says, but he's like, yeah, well,
Trent said
I'm
he had
now.
Plans.
He's like, I had plans. And Mercer's like, well, someday I'm going to be dead. How do you feel about that, Trent?
He's like,
Trent's like, what?
Trent, one of these days, the Power Rangers are going to kill me. And I just want to know that Mercer Industries will be in good hands.
He's like, are you ready to take over when I die? Trent's like, I am 17. So you don't have like a vice president maybe that could do that in the interim or something?
I feel like he has people, but I also feel like because when Trent came through the portal last time and like saw him in the alley, he was surrounded by his people.
Right.
But I also feel like they're just Tyranodrones in disguise.
Those probably are just
and
then
nobody
crusties.
Else works for Anton Mercer.
I honestly, at this point, I think you're right. So there's a whole thing about how he's got to study and learn how to take over for when he does die. And I was like, you're getting a little grim.
You should, like, let him finish high school and maybe get some kind of degree in business.
He should have a high school diploma first, I feel like.
At least.
You know, not to say, like, you need a diploma to, like, run a business, but just, like, because it seems like he wants to be a kid and graduate high school pretty bad, I think. So we cut to the beach, and Devin's drowning. I didn't realize it was Devin for a second, but it is Devin. And then
Cassidy, I don't know how you could miss that hair.
I was looking up and down doing notes, and
he always looks like he got out of the shower and put a beanie on while it dried.
A tight beanie on,
and then
yeah.
when it was dry, he takes the beanie off, and then his hair looks all the time.
Perfect hacky sack hair. So Cassidy sees him, and she's like, "I'm coming," and she gets the full Baywatch like. Running down the beach to like a little slow to music treatment, and then she like saves him and drags him out, and then we cut back to Mezogog's lair.
Is this not where she tells him to go try to drown for real? Is that later?
That's now. She's like, do it again and try drowning for real. I didn't believe it.
When she pulls him onto the beach, he's like, man, I thought I was really feeling it out there. I even got some water in my nose. And she was like, yeah, go inhale some water for real, please.
We're going to do one more take. I didn't think I was real enough. And he's like, all right, you know what? I think I can do it this time.
Nikki Valentina told me I couldn't be an actress, so now I have to be.
So I'm going to, and you're going to die for it. We come back to Mezogog's lair. Nikki is kidnapped and tied to the dentist chair. And she's like, do you know who I am?
No, Viper, please tell me.
Because this is again her second job acting.
She's also like, you can't treat me like this. I'm an actor. This is against union regulations. And they all laugh at her like, there's no union here.
There's no union on Hell Dino Island. And I
or
do
Power Rangers.
Maybe that's it. Where it's like, pow, you know where you are. We spit on a union here on Power Rangers. I do kind of enjoy all of her like movie industry jokes. And I feel like by casting someone who has never been in a real movie, it actually makes it work better than if they would have gotten like a real actor. Not to say she's not a real actress. I don't want to. She's good in some parts and bad in some parts. Like it kind of just depends on.
She just
what
needs
she's
more
doing.
Experience.
Yeah, she's just like, this is literally her second credit on IMDb, so she's probably done some plays other than this. But, like, I feel like if they would have cast, like, Denise Richards, like, a real actual star to be this part, number one, they couldn't because she's union. But number two, I feel like it would have been, like, too, like, wink, wink, nudgy instead of, like, them kind of poking fun at the industry in, like, a fun way. But anyway, so she's like, do you know who I am? And he's like, no. I don't care. Your DNA is evil, and that's what I want. And she's like, well, I have wanted some darker roles, but I don't think pure evil is what I want to go for just yet. And then we cut to the Power Rangers, and Ethan and Connor say it's zits. Like, they're like, it looks like my face would be delivered in 30 minutes or less. They look like they have nitrogen spots on, like someone sprayed their face with nitrogen and their skin froze. They're white.
Yeah,
they're like white spots.
It doesn't look like acne. It's just like little bumps someone stuck on their face.
it looks like they have been wounded and not like they have like oily skin. You know?
And they're both like, Nikki's never going to love us now.
And Kira's like, you're teenager.
Yeah, she was like, you know that we like judge a person by their character and not by their acne, right? Like,
yeah, she's like, some people can look past that, and they're like, I don't care, Nikki's not gonna, and she's like, whatever.
That's not factually wrong. I think that's a pretty good read on who Nikki is.
That is true. And then Haley is there, and she's like, hey, so she got kidnapped, and you're not gonna believe this, but Mezogog put a firewall up around his invisible portal, so not even the Raptor cycles driving 536 miles an hour thought, have you tried kicking one? Because that also
just,
works.
Or just casually standing in front of it long enough for it to suck you in.
Because like a lot of things work. And so they're like, all right, we're going to have to figure something else out. So we cut to Nikki screaming for help. Oh, this is when Mezogog says that she has the evil DNA, and she does the joke about that.
He gets like all in her face, and it looks like he wants to lick her.
I feel like if this mask like had a tongue that could move, he would have licked her for sure, like 100%.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. You know,
no, the lower jaw barely opens.
Yeah, it moves enough to get to like emote, and that's like as far as. And I feel like the actor's doing a lot of work to make that even happen.
Yeah,
but he's like, I'm gonna transform you into something nasty. So go with Zeltrax. And Zeltrax is like, resistance is futile. And she's like, I was actually up for that part, and I didn't get it. And I was like, oh, you were going to be in Star Trek? You were going to be a Borg on Star Trek?
You're going to be a Vogon on Hitchhiker's Guide
to
the Galaxy? So she stomps him on his tootsies and
then walks away into an invisible portal.
Like, she casually like walk jogs into an invisible portal while Zeltrak's in the background is yelling, "My toes!
Oh, my tootsie!
Oh, and, my toes!"
And then she gets teleported back to the beach, and we cut to Haley being like, "I don't." She's back, I guess.
Yeah, Haley is just like, "This happened."
And she's like, "Well, here she is.
I don't know. I don't know how, but here she is."
And then Shark Andretti teleports in after her, and they're like, "All right, we're gonna go." So they morph and they go, and she starts running from Shark Andretti, and she runs by Devin and Cassidy. Cassidy's in the water with like a dummy. And Devin's, like, on the beach being like, all right, gonna...
He's, like, recording it, I guess.
Yeah, and she runs by, and then he sees that she's about to get shot, so he jumps and saves her from being blasted with his little flower laser. And she lands on top of him, and she's like, oh, my. You should be an action star. And I'm like, yes. Okay, now we're cooking. Here we go.
So Latasha's been watching along with us, and she looked up some like IMDb trivia. And I guess at some point they were toying with Devin being a Power Ranger.
I would buy that.
I would too. And I'm wondering if this is because, like, I mean, the writing's on the wall with Trent. Everything is like
right there. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm wondering if this is supposed to be like a Gold Ranger, like maybe it'll be
like
Devin.
Fake out kind of thing. I also I think somebody on the Discord, which if you're a patron, look up the tag Discord on our Patreon, and you can get to the Discord for if you're a $5 patron or above. Someone on there, I think it was Brendan, said that there is like an upgraded suit that somebody gets later that they were excited that they could get a new Power Ranger when they knew there was another suit, but then they found out it was just an upgraded suit of somebody else, and they're like, oh, never mind. So maybe that's what they were
thinking about. Yeah.
Either way, I would love if Devin and Cassidy became Power Rangers.
What, like if Devin became a real Power Ranger and then Cassidy has to be that janky homemade one?
That would be so good.
Just because like she's not going to let Devin have this.
Right. Or he's like, we can get you a costume. We can get, because like he wants her to be included because they're friends. Like that would be very good. So they're like on top of each other. He's probably having a great time, by the way.
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, it's your typical movie, like, guy lands on top of girl and now they're in love.
Yeah. And she's like, you should be a action star. And he's like, me? Yeah.
She also says, you're braver than a Power Ranger. Right.
So they were definitely trying to set something up here then.
Because her only interaction with Power Rangers is just trying to get with her. So.
Yeah, is that being like, can we do it? I'm a Power Ranger. And her being like, no, I'm going to go away from here. So then what happens? There's more fighting. There's a lot of fighting in this episode. There's more fighting. We're just going to kind of skip over that. It's on a beach, so there's nothing really cool that happens. And Nikki's talking to Devin about how, like, everybody wants a piece of her. And, like, and he's like, yeah, you know, but, like, being adored by millions of people, isn't that, like, part of what you wanted when, you know, when you were trying to become an actor? And she's like, no, I just want to marry a rock star and have more houses than J-Lo, and then walks away. And then Cassie's like, that's shallow even for me. And I'm like, Cassie, I don't think you're especially shallow.
I don't think so. You're, like, career-driven and, like, a little mean.
I don't think John Delegate understands the character of Cassidy necessarily. She's a little shallow, but it doesn't come off as, like, self-centered shallow. It comes off as, like, she's really focused on one thing and everything else doesn't matter.
There's never a moment where Cassidy is like, well, I'm not going to be seen with that person.
Right, yeah. Her best and so far only friend is Devin, a stoner.
A stoner idiot who can't take a lens cap off a camera.
Yeah, not that that mattered.
Well, sometimes he shoots in the wrong direction.
You know. So there's more fights. It's all the Rangers versus Shark Andretti, Tommy versus Zeltrax. And I was like, I swear to God and Jesus and Santa Claus, if he says something about how he's going to get him for payback again, I'm going to lose my mind. And they get so close to it. And I was like, don't you dare.
They walk right up to it. I'm over this. If he's only fighting Zeltrax, that means he's not in the monster footage and he doesn't need to be a Power Ranger yet.
He has not been in any Sentai footage we've seen. The only Sentai footage we've seen of like the Black Ranger at all is of the Brachiosaur, which they could have just found. Like,
yeah.
You know? So anyway, we get another Matrix shot of Tommy jumping at him and they like stop and do the move around thing. And we cut to Haley, who finds on the computer, she locates the egg, and she's like, I found it. Instead of telling them, because they are right near it, she goes there. She drives to there.
Yeah.
Cut back to Zeltrax and Tommy. Zeltrax is technically winning the fight. He has Tommy on one knee and a sword to Tommy's head. And he's like, I'll be back later, Tommy. And that's when Tommy knocks him away. But when he says, I'm going to leave, he was winning.
Yeah, I don't get this. I don't know what this is. Zeltrax does have really cool energy attacks, though. It's like a really cool, like, yeah, turquoise kind of color.
Yeah, like, and I love his suit design. His suit design looks awesome.
Yeah.
I just wish he was good at anything.
But he got his little toesy stomped on, and so he,
sure,
you know, they're really sore. He can't fight Tommy anymore, and he just has to go home, even though he literally could just stab him in the neck.
So he leaves to go take a nap, to go get a juice and a nap, and Haley finds the egg in person, and she gets in her car. Cut back to the Rangers. At some point, they just shot the shark a bunch of times, and when we cut back to them, they do the Z-Rex blaster. So, obviously, Mezogar's like, rehydrate him. Also rehydrates him. It is Zord time now. Zord time is mostly spent with them in the Megazords getting sprayed with a Super Soaker and then falling out of the Megazord.
This is really weird because the whole time I'm like, there's no drama in a Zord fight. Like, it's playing the triumphant Dino Thunder theme behind them as they're fighting Megalodor.
Yeah.
But then while it's like, they get knocked out of the Megazord and lose the fight.
Yeah. And they're like, what happened? And Tommy's like, oh, I haven't explained. Sometimes you get knocked out of your Zord.
If you get hit hard enough, you fall out. There's no seatbelts, so just be careful.
Yeah, you're just standing there, and like, you kind of just meld into it. So it's even on my old Zords, we had to get thrown through a door. You just can fall out of it, it looks like. But then Shark Andretti teleports into the water and is like, I'm going to do a tsunami and destroy
tsunami
the whole
time,
city.
Tsunami time, baby.
Haley drives up and she throws Ethan the little egg. And now we cut to Sentai footage of him with the egg, and the egg opens, and now his morpher, the Triceratops head, has been replaced by a Stegosaurus head, not a Plesiosaur like we were hoping.
Yeah, I like a Stego. That's fine.
Stego,
here's my beef with these auxiliary Zords.
Okay.
Tommy, the Black Ranger, has acquired two blue Zords, and now Ethan, the Blue Ranger, has acquired a red one.
Yep. At least he does it in the Sentai footage, you know?
That is true.
So I don't know if Tommy is actually in the Sentai footage then, because there is some Sentai footage, and I think the Black Ranger might be in it, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't remember.
I don't either.
So in January, when you all hear this, if you do know, let us know. I'll get to that later. When we ranked the episode, I found out why we ranked the Back in Black so low. It was not the reasons we thought last time. It's because of all the stupid portal stuff.
That makes sense. It was the 536 miles an hour.
Yeah, all that stuff was really dumb. So the shark has this thing. It's a big stego. Tommy's like, use your telepathy to tame it. And I'm like, that's the first time you've said that word specifically about what they can do to it.
It's what he did last time. So he tells them to do it this time, but they don't.
No.
They just get in their Zords and they're like, oh yeah, we got him.
He's on our side. And then he's on a surfboard also. So they do a surf and they just run into him and they kill Shark Andretti in the water.
A Stegosaurus, which is known for like the plates that line its back,
uh-huh,
which, you know, look like some kind of blades or arrowheads or spearheads or something.
Yeah, something.
It says back just opens up and he's a surfboard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems like a missed opportunity.
Did they swim? Are they known to... Did we find any in the water?
I don't think so. I think they'd be too dense.
I feel like you're probably right. Anyway, so they kill Shark Andretti, and he's dead now.
They surf at him, and he dies. I don't remember exactly what
they
did. They
literally just surf at him. They hit him with the back of their board, and he dies in the water. So that's him. We cut to Trent's house, and Trent's studying, and Mercer comes in. He's like, ah, good, you're studying. See what you can do when you put your mind to it.
He's like, I hope this is something relevant to our business venture as father and son.
And he's like,
that I adopted
Dad,
you as an employee and not as an actual child.
And he's like, yeah, Dad, I'm just going over the figures. And he's like,
running
good.
Running some figs, Running some figs, pops.
Just running the figs, doing figures.
Like, what is the worst case scenario for Trent? I guess, like, he doesn't get to have the best pool in town anymore if Anton Mercer, like, kicks him out.
He doesn't get a pony.
So he's like, I guess I'll do math so that he keeps me in the house.
Yeah, so he doesn't,
He could easily just, like, go live with Haley, and it would be fine.
I honestly kind of wish they would just do that. Like, kind of pull a Sean from Boy Meets World and be like, you're terrible, I'm leaving, but we don't. So he's like, good, I'm glad you're doing figures on math and stuff. And he walks away, and he's like, yeah. And he pulls up the math, and he's actually drawing a figure of a person. Got him! Trent, melt
his
ass.
Superhero, because that's all he knows how to draw.
That's all he knows how to draw and likes to draw. So we cut back to the set. And Nikki is on set, and she's talking to herself because the Ethan and Connor are coming up, and they're like, all right, time to flirt with her. And I guess their plan is to, like, get into a threesome, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, they decided to join forces.
I think so. They're walking up, and she's like, I swear to God, if one idiot fanboy asks me for an autograph, I am going to barf into my coffee cup. And they start backing up, like, oh, it turns out she's a jerk, actually. Yeah,
this is what finally flips the switch.
Kira comes around. They should not be on this set, by the way. Kira comes around and is like, oh, so you didn't score? Like, you didn't get in with her?
She's also, like, aggressively walking them back to where they, like, the bench they came from.
She is menacing them until they hit a picnic table and sit down. And she's like, this is why you should like Substance and not just someone on TV that you don't even know. Or something like that. I don't actually remember. Then we cut to them shooting. And Devin is the victim. He's about to get mouth-to-mouth from Nikki. And
I think he does,
but we don't see it because it's sort of like a kiss, and Papa Walt will not abide that.
They're definitely playing into it like a kiss because she goes down and their lips are quivering, and then, like, the assistant director steps into the frame and is like, Cassidy, get off the set.
Because Cassidy's like, I don't like her. And, like, that's fair, but I hope they're not trying to be this, like, Devin's mine. I am secretly in love with him. I'm like, don't do that to me.
I don't think so. I think it's just that because Cassidy started out being a fan and then was burned. And so now it's just like, right. Oh, now my friend is like kissing her and I hate her.
Yeah. Maybe it's just that she hates her so much that she just doesn't want. And then the guy's like, you're distracting the actors. You can't be here. And I'm like, yeah, she also shouldn't be here anyway. You're on a live set. What are you doing? Who's running this thing? So she gets escorted off. And that's where we end it. We see her getting dragged out as the Power Rangers walk by.
Yeah, she walks by the Power Rangers. She's like, they know who I am. I have a press pass. And they're like, I've never seen this woman in my life.
Which is kind of a jerk move. Anyway, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you started.
I did, yep.
I get to pick the best. I'm kind of torn. I don't know if it's Kira being the only person who's like, not into it. Or if it's Devin saving her, like in a big action hero way.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I think my best is the scene on the scenes. There might be something in between. On the ship. Where she's like tied down and she's making a bunch of like union jokes.
Yeah.
And then Mezogog is like, your DNA is pure evil. You're exactly what I need. As she stomps on the toesies and gets away. I like that whole sequence.
Okay.
I think that's the best part of the episode.
I think I'm going to give it to Kira being not into her. Because we've seen Kira is clearly into Haley. The first time she sees her, she's like, oh my God. But then like here's like a beautiful woman who comes in that literally every single person it's like they're in an act, like a reverse Axe commercial. Like, oh my God. And Kira's like, I don't know. I don't get it. I just like that. I just think that's fun. The worst, I don't even know what the worst is. I think it's probably like the Connor and Ethan, like their whole sort of subplot re-Nikki Valentina and what their plans are.
Yeah, I also think that a woman is in trouble, potentially about to be murdered by a monster, and all Connor says is, hey baby, you want to give Red a try?
Yeah, like,
that's gross.
Like, bud, don't. Maybe don't, actually. Yeah, so I'm gonna give that the worst. MVP, I'm gonna give it to Devin.
I'm also gonna give it to Devin.
I feel like Devin might run away with it this season. He's really good. I'm sorry I only called you Gooch for the first couple episodes because you had no character or personality and I could not remember your name.
But now you're Devin.
Now you're Devin.
Gooch is dead. Long live Devin.
Long live the Devin. Now we got to rank the episode.
I feel like it's another kind of middle-ish.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. It is pretty middle. I would say it is better than Legacy of Power.
Yeah, I think it's above that. I don't think it passes Wave Goodbye. I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't think so, but I do think it is better than Beneath the Surface, which was the last episode.
I think that works.
I don't know if I could tell you what that was about. That was the Dig episode, right? Oh, there was a lot of good
stuff. Oh, maybe. Is it? There's a lot of good Principal Randall stuff.
A lot of good Principal Randall stuff, and the fights were really good in that one.
Maybe it's not better than that.
Maybe it goes right below
that.
Because
the fight in this one is lackluster.
Yeah, the fights in this one are so kind of like regular that I just wrote fights. And I didn't even say anything that happened in them because like nothing. They just fights happen. So yeah, below Beneath the Surface, above Legacy of Power, coming in at number 6, Ocean Alert. And that is going to do it for us for today. Josh, I've got some bad news.
Three-parter coming up next.
Next is a three-parter, which according to the dumbass rules we made with the devil, when we started this podcast, all three parts will go up in 1 week. Fortunately for me, that will be January when I will have a lot more off my plate editing-wise, and so that should be pretty nice. So we'll see you next week for White Thunder. But until then,
may the power protect you. Hey everybody, welcome to the Worf and Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 510, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 7?
No, you got that wrong. It's 506-10.
Well, I don't know where I got 7.
Did I say 510? Because
no, I don't
I
think
do
you
that.
Did. Okay. I don't think you did. So it's 506-10. I'm going to start from the beginning.
506-10. Clean take.
Jinx, you'll be a go.
No, I got to talk. It's a podcast. It's my podcast, Josh.
Jake.
Thank you.